So, baby, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Jelly beans!
Jelly beans is not a meal for dinner.
Scooby dooby shit, give up. I want a Scooby snack now. I want Scooby snacks.
Jeffy, we don't have any Scooby snacks.
He means jelly beans, Marvin.
He does not mean jelly beans. He wants a Scooby snack. It's a dog treat.
Oh, right here. Put them in my mouth. Oh.
Catch!
You're making a mess.
Oh.
Don't keep throwing jelly beans on the couch.
Oh.
You're making a mess.
Sorry, Marvin. Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. A man was awarded $50 million from Starbucks after he spilled coffee in his lap, suffering serious burns. Wait, is that real? Is that fucking real? He got $50 million for spilling coffee on himself?
That guy got $50 million just by spilling a Starbucks drink on himself?
Where's Scooby Snacks? Oh!
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here, Goodman? Why do you have no shirt on?
Because I'm about to make $50 million.
How are you going to make $50 million? You're not going to...
Fuck! You call a lawyer right fucking now! I'm about to be so fucking paid!
Are you getting paid?
Call him!
Hey there, what brings you to my lawyer's office today?
I would like to sue Starbucks for $50 million, please, because I was drinking one of their hot coffees and it attacked me.
It attacked you?
Yeah, I was holding the coffee and I went to take a sip and I flipped it upside down over my head and it came gushing out and burnt the fuck out of my face.
Why did you flip it upside down above your head?
Because I was trying to take a sip. I was trying to do the waterfall thing because I was planning on sharing my coffee and I didn't want to give anyone else any germs, but the lid wasn't secure and it came all over my face and burnt the fuck out of it!
Yeah, this sounds a lot like that other case where the guy burned himself on hot coffee and got $50 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get $50 million for being a dumbass.
Okay, but after that case, they started securing the lids better.
Well, not mine. My lid was not secure, because look what it did to me!
I don't know. This seems too similar to that other case. I think the judge is just going to throw it out as a frivolous lawsuit.
Okay, well, what about iced coffee?
What about it?
Well, what if I were to take a sip of my iced coffee, and then it came out all over my face, and then I got frostbite or hypofucking thermia because the shit's too cold.
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to get money.
Exactly. I want $50 million so fucking easy. It's like $50 million in 3 seconds just for spilling something on my face? Yes.
But aren't you already rich?
Yes, but I can always be richer.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be part of this. It just seems wrong.
Listen, if you help me with this lawsuit and I win $50 million, I'll give you $5 million of it.
That sounds like you got yourself a case. You know, if you were to accidentally spill that cold coffee all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be an accident. Oh,
Don't spill it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck! Oh, it's so cold! My nipples! My asshole! My ballsack! The only thing that would warm me up is $50 million in my account, please!
I saw that. That was an accident. Come on, let's go to court.
Take me to the judge!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing a case of Mr. Goodman, who is suing Starbucks for $50 million because he spilt an iced coffee on himself and claims he got frostbite because the drink was too cold. Mr. Goodman, please explain.
Oh.
Your Honor, I, Brooklyn T. Guy, will be representing my client, as he is unable to speak due to the severe injuries caused by the coldness of the Starbucks drink. You see, Your Honor, my client just wanted to start his day with an iced coffee. But instead, he started his day in the hospital, in unbearable pain, disfigured from the severe frostbite and brain freeze. Starbucks should not be serving their iced coffees that cold.
Was the coffee really that cold as to cause frostbite?
Yes, Your Honor. I brought an iced coffee for you to touch.
Let me see this here. Oh, that is quite chilly. Mr. Starbucks lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Hi, I'm Steve Salberger, representing Starbucks. And this is utterly ridiculous, Your Honor. This is a clear cash grab, a frivolous lawsuit just to get millions of dollars. Our iced coffees are no colder than any other drink.
I don't know. This is making my hands quite cold while holding it.
Your Honor, even if the drink is cold, it's not our fault that the plaintiff spilt the drink onto himself. Once the drink leaves our store, it's no longer our problem. He should have been more careful while handling the drink. Objection, Your Honor. That is total bullshit. You're telling me if I go to a bar and get drunk and drive home and kill someone, it's my fault, not the bar's fault for selling me the alcohol? Starbucks needs to understand that if it wasn't for them selling coffee, my client wouldn't have went there to get coffee and therefore would not have spilled the drink on himself, causing lifelong injuries.
That is true. If Starbucks never sold coffee in the first place, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Your Honor, please use common sense. We just settled a lawsuit over our drinks being too hot. Now this man is claiming our drinks are too cold, which doesn't even make any sense. Should we only sell room temperature drinks?
That would be rather icky.
Your Honor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Do you have children, Your Honor?
I do not. But I do have a 5-year-old poodle named Porkchop, and I love her dearly.
Well, I have a daughter, Your Honor. Now, what will happen if we let our children and poor Porkchop grow up in a world without consequences? Without consequences, people would steal and murder and pillage. Yes, this is just an iced coffee, but what will Starbucks get away with next? Rat poison in their caramel macchiato? Cyanide in their cinnamon dolce latte? Ricin in their pup cups? If we lay the hammer on them now, it will stop them from feeling like they're invincible.
You're right. Starbucks, how dare you! You bastards want to poison Porkchop!
I can assure you, Your Honor, we are not trying to poison our customers!
Look at Porkchop! Look at her cute little face! You want to see her foaming at the mouth? You want to take my only happiness away from me?
No, Your Honor!
I have heard enough! Starbucks, I find you guilty of gross negligence and improperly serving your iced coffees too iced at the temperature of the top of Mount Everest. Fuck, that's cold. I award the victim $50 million. And Starbucks, from now on, you are required to make sure you do not serve your drinks too hot or too cold, and you must make sure the lids are hot glued and taped on, and you must have a warning label on the cups saying that the drinks are going to be hot or cold and to handle with care, and also, you must also train your employees how to serve the drinks properly so that they're not too hot and they're not too cold and the lid is secured tightly, and whenever they have customers, the drink to make sure they tell them that it's going to be hot or cold and they need to handle with care. Fuck! Case dismissed.
This is fucking bullshit!
No fucking way.
I fucking won!
You fucking won!
I actually fucking won! I was just saying total horseshit. I can't believe he bought it! I fucking won! We won!
Yay, hell!
Marvin, who was at the door a few days ago?
Oh, that was Goodman.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he poured a hot Starbucks coffee on his face because he was trying to sue them to get $50 million.
Did he get the money?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Hi, I'm fucking Paige. First name I'm, middle name fucking, last name Pay. Because I just won $50 million for suing the shit out of Starbucks. I was drinking an iced coffee, and it fucking gave me frostbite because it was too cold. How dare them? Poor me! But good thing, with my new $50 million, I was able to buy a new face. And you can't even tell anything happened, but I'm still suffering. So hopefully Starbucks learns their lesson so other people don't have to suffer like me.
Oh my god, he actually did it. He got $50 million by pouring a Starbucks drink on his face.
Who's fucking paid?
I'm fucking paid.
Who's fucking paid?
I'm fucking paid.
Hold on, let me call you on my cash phone.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, it's ringing. Cha-ching.
You should probably answer it.
Oh, good idea. Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to ask if you were fucking paid.
Oh, I'm fucking paid.
How paid are you?
Fucking.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm also fucking paid.
Oh, what a coincidence.
We're both fucking paid.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm being rude. I have to hang up.
Okay.
All three of you have the same hair color and mustaches.
Don't compare me to poor people. I'm rich.
Well, I have $5 million.
Yeah, but that's still upper lower class. I'm richer.
But you guys committed fraud and got a bunch of money from it.
No, we won this money legally.
Yeah, it's not fraud. I suffered. You saw me pour a hot coffee on my face. And you saw me pour an iced coffee on my face. And so I think I should actually get $100 million. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a hot coffee, and I'm going to boof it. And then I'm going to say that Starbucks' coffee was too hot for my asshole. Oh. And then I can get $150 million.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Well, no, it's not a good idea because you guys are taking money from actual people who suffered. You poured that on your face on purpose.
But I did suffer, Marvin.
Oh, you guys got so much money for no reason.
Ask me what I'm going to do with my $5 million.
What are you going to do with your $5 million?
Are you going to give it to charity?
Oh, fuck that. Charity can lift the left side of my asshole. The right side is reserved for the hookers I'm going to buy, which some of them might be named Charity, and then I will give to Charity my seed on her face, and she'll smile because of all the stacks of cash. She'd be mortified otherwise. What are you going to do with your $50 million?
Well, first, I'm going to get a Blumpkin from Melania Trump, and then I'm going to eat an ostrich dick. And then I'm going to have jellyfish dick sashimi. And then with whatever money's left, I'm going to invest it in the S&P 500 because it's shitting the bed right now. And then when it goes back up, yummy. You think I'm paid now? You should see my money when I get the S&P 500 to go back up.
Okay, so you guys are just talking about all this fun stuff you do with money, and I'm sitting here all poor.
Yeah, Marvin. Get in the fast lane. Commit fraud.
I mean, can I?
Yeah, anybody can do it. Fucking loser.
Do I really go to Starbucks and pour coffee on my face for money?
No, Marvin, that's ridiculous. Besides, Biggie said more money, more problems.
I'm gonna go to Starbucks.
What?
And get a drink for my mouth.
Whew, okay. $50 million, here I come.
That was not hot at all. That was room temperature, like lukewarm. Well, I'm not hurt at all. I'm gonna try to sue him. I did it.
Marvin, we talked about this. Blackface is wrong.
What? No, I spilled coffee on my face and it didn't even burn me. It was like room temperature.
Marvin, why would you do that?
I wanted $50 million and it didn't burn my face. It was just really lukewarm.
Marvin, look at the news!
Hello there, I'm Steve Stahlberger and I'm representing Starbucks. I'm here to make a statement on their behalf. Starbucks will no longer be selling drinks hot or cold. From now on, all of their drinks will be room temperature, so nobody can get injured and no one will sue us again.
So I just poured coffee on my face for no fucking reason.
Oh, hey, Michael Jackson.
Excuse me, Father. I don't know if it is of concern or if we should call an ambulance, but I palpated a hardened lump behind my testicles. Could it be a hardened shit hanging out of my anus?
Could be.
Or could it be something of cancerous nature?
Maybe something we should look into.
Marvin, 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 you got a letter in the mail.
From who?
It says to Marvin from a me.
Why would you write me a letter?
I didn't.
You said it was from you.
No, it's from a me.
Yeah, it's from you. Why would you write me a letter? Why wouldn't you just tell me what you had to say?
No, it's not from you. It's from me. You know what? I'm just going to open it.
Right there. It's from Philip.
It says, Dear Marvin, it's a me, Lewis. I'm a coming out to visit you all the way from a Brooklyn. I have a so a many stories to a tell you. Can't a wait to see a you, Lewis. You're a brother.
Oh, my God. My twin brother, Lewis, is coming to visit me.
Wait, you have a twin brother named Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, how have we been married this long and I didn't know you had a twin brother? Jiffy has an uncle. I have a brother-in-law.
Last time I had an uncle, he made me blow leaves in the front yard. His dog's name was Leaves.
The reason
he recorded it.
The reason why I didn't tell you about my twin brother, Lewis, is because he's way more successful than me. He has 3 mansions.
Wow, what does he do to have all that money?
Well, he was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Oh my gosh, he sounds amazing.
No, he's not amazing. The only cool thing he can do is jump really high.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
When's he coming to visit?
It says, P.S. be there Saturday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Ah! He's coming today? Oh my God, I don't want him to think that I'm just some guy who sits on the couch all day with his shirt and tie and his shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, there's a way to fix that.
You're right. I could wear a costume and make it look like I'm very successful and then lie to him.
That's not what I meant!
Thanks, baby! Okay, I'm ready.
Marvin, what are you wearing?
My 2 jobs. I'm a doctor and an astronaut.
Why are you holding your stethoscope and a fake $100 bill?
Because since I'm an astronaut, my stethoscope can't fit around my neck, and the $100 bill to show that I'm rich.
Marvin, you look ridiculous.
No, I look rich and successful.
Wait, Danny, you're a doctor? Then you can take a look at the lump hanging out of my ass.
I'm not a real doctor, Jeffy.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes, he is. He's in a costume.
Oh, it's Halloween? I'm gonna go get my costume on.
What? No, Jeffy, don't put that.
Look what you did.
Well, look what I did. Maybe drop my fake $100 bill.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you like to wear a costume so you look successful?
Excuse me? I am fine with who I am.
But baby, he's going to look at me as an astronaut doctor, so maybe you could, like, put some, like, a bikini on and, like, hold a margarita or something.
No.
Oh, my God. That's him. Can you answer the door and just tell him, like, I'm on my way back from space?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell him about that.
You forgot your fake $100 bill.
Okay, Marvin, you got this. Hello?
Marvin, my brother, it's me, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I was too busy doing some doctor's appointments up in space because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Oh, wow, you sound so successful. You know, Marvin, I haven't seen you in years. Since the last time we played tennis, or the last time we played the golf, or the last time we raced the golf carts, or the last time we raced that blue hedgehog in the Olympics.
Yeah, we did do all those things, but now I'm just too busy because I'm too busy being an astronaut that's super rich making money.
Well, that's very good. Marvin, whatever happened to that girlfriend you had? You called her like a princess a plum or like a princess apricot.
Oh, yeah, that's my ex. She cheated on me. She wore pink all the time. But my new wife, I met her up in space. She was an astronaut, too.
Oh, well, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
Would you like to meet her?
I can't wait to meet her. Let's go. It's It's Louis time!
Oh, Mervyn, did you change your costume? What are you supposed to be, like a leprechaun or something?
What?
Oh, baby, I see you met my twin brother, Louis. He went up the stairs really fast because he can jump really high.
That's a true. Watch.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Okay, don't be too impressed. That's the only thing he can do. He's scared of everything else.
Hi, I'm retarded.
Jeffy! Mervyn, who's a beast?
I'm Elmo. Tickle my tits.
Okay.
Stop bothering him, Jeffy.
Mervyn, who is this grown man in the Elmo costume in your house?
That's our son.
Your son is this grown man in an Elmo costume?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
We adopted him from a family in need. Their trailer burnt down in a fire. We were trying to be nice. And I'm an astronaut doctor, so I help the community. He's one of my patients. Knock it off, Jeffy!
You wouldn't happen to be a doctor by chance, because I have this rather large hemorrhoid protruding from my anus, and it's sort of a pain in my ass.
No, but my brother, Mervyn. He used to have a game named after him called Dr. Mervyn.
Oh, no, he's not a real doctor. That's just his Halloween costume.
So, Louis, how was your flight here?
Oh, I didn't fly. I took the pipes.
My finger paint with poop.
Hey, as your lawyer, I'm going to have to butt in here, because you guys are getting dangerously close to saying some stuff you're not allowed to say. You're on thin ice here, okay? His name being Louis, that's funny. Him wearing green, that's funny. Him being able to jump high, that's funny. You guys playing tennis, you guys riding go-karts together, that's fine, because that's things normal people do. But his voice, that's kind of borderline, and him coming here on a pipe, I think that's where I draw the line, because people don't do that outside the thing we're not allowed to talk about.
I used to do a crack.
Okay, what, you came here through a crack pipe? That doesn't make any sense. I think you came here on a plane.
Okay, well, I flew here with a yellow cape.
Okay, I don't know enough about the games, but I don't think so. I think plane is better.
It turned me into a tanuki.
No. That is a real animal, but no, that's too close to the thing we're not allowed to talk about. Let's just stick with you came here in a plane. Okay, so I'm gonna just listen to you guys talk, and every time you say something borderline, I'm gonna blow this air horn. Go ahead.
So how's your wife doing?
Oh, Princess Daisy! Princess Sunflower is doing great. She takes care of the whole kingdom. And a bunch of eggs are hatching from all the yoshi. From all the green dinosaurs.
Do they have to be green?
They can be any color. They eat apples. They say their name.
Okay, dinosaurs don't talk.
So, is there anything you'd like to eat? Are you hungry?
Ooh, I would love some mushrooms.
Well, they don't own a food, so yeah, you can eat mushrooms.
Red mushrooms with a white polka dot.
Okay, now that is a real kind of mushroom, but I'm pretty sure those are poisonous, so you're definitely not eating them.
The ones with the smiley faces on them.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you?
I want to eat the glowing flowers that give me powers.
No, why would that be okay?
Green mushrooms with the white polka dots and smiley faces.
Pizza. You like pizza. That's what you're gonna eat. Mervyn, order this man a pizza.
Okay, I'll get a pizza.
Hey, I changed my outfit to a Ninja Turtle because I'm retarded. And also, I have a turd hanging out of my ass.
Ah! A turtle! A
kitty!
Jump on it!
No. Stop it. Normal people don't do this. People named Louis do not jump on turtles.
All right. Here's your mushroom Thank you. I don't know why I'm saying thanks if you're not. Just fucking do it.
I'm doing it.
Here's your mushroom pizza, extra mushrooms.
But Mervyn, none of these mushrooms are green or red with a polka dots, and there's no smiley faces.
Yeah, that's right, because they're normal mushrooms, which is what normal people eat.
You know, the blue mushrooms make you very small. Mini, if you will.
No, they fucking don't.
So, Louis, while you're here, what would you like to go do?
Maybe we can go to the mall and get the hats that match the color of our shirts with our initials on them.
I think that's a terrible idea. You should not do that.
Maybe we could go clothes shopping for matching overalls.
No, I think you look just fine the way you are.
Okay. Well, maybe we can go to an art museum, jump into the paintings, and go to a new world.
God damn it. No, that doesn't exist.
Well, how about we go to Hawaii, buy some hoses, and clean up all the goop?
The goop? In Hawaii? Okay, you're starting to fucking piss me off.
Mervyn, whatever happened to our evil clones? Mervyn and Wah Louis.
Take a fucking walk. Go. Get out of here. Mervyn, I need to talk to you about him.
What?
He is a goddamn liability. We are on our fourth channel, Mervyn. I don't think we're going to survive a fifth. They're already calling me Pumpkin Guy, Mervyn. God knows what they're going to call me next time around. I can't take it. I genuinely cannot take doing that again, Mervyn. Please, please, talk some sense into him.
Okay, I will. Maybe he is going a little too far.
Yes.
Okay, so I talked to Louis, and he feels really bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mervyn. I felt really bad, so I brought my vacuum so I could clean up the whole place.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
You know, Marvin, I used to use this vacuum for my Ghostbuster job.
No, you didn't, because that's not a real job.
Oh, yeah, I say that to my three games.
Three games? About sucking... see that, Marvin? Right there? That's our ass is what that is. He just crossed the line. What's that I smell? Oh, that's the ink on the cease and desist letter being printed as we speak.
Boo. Cocky.
Ah!
Wait, are you trying to shuck me through the sheets like my last uncle?
No, god damn it, Marvin! Well, there it is. He fucked us. He just fucked us right there. They have all the evidence they need in one big heaping pile of shit so they can sue us to death, Marvin! There you go.
Okay,
stop him.
Okay, I'll talk. Lewis. Hey, Lewis, buddy.
Yes?
Listen, you gotta stop with all these references. You're gonna get us in trouble, and you just gotta go.
Marvin, what happened to your doctor and astronaut uniform?
Oh, well, I took it off when I got the pizza because... you know, how am I going to eat with my astronaut costume? I mean, I haven't ate all day. I was too busy in space and my doctor's appointments because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Wait, no. I am a doctor and an astronaut. You don't do shit. You just sit on your ass all day on your couch with your shoes on like you're going somewhere.
Marvin, is it true? Are you a loser?
Yes.
Make literally any other noise, please.
I just know you're so cool with your three games.
Three games?
And your mansion, and you suck the jewelry and all the diamonds out of the furniture.
We're fucked.
And I just know that you probably think that I should be more successful because all the games have my name on it.
Stop saying games! You don't have games! You're Marvin!
Yeah, and so I just didn't want to be player two.
Fucking come on, man.
And will you ever forgive me?
Marvin! You are my brother! Of course I forgive you!
You all want to just get together and play a game of Marvin Party?
Oh, fuck it, Marvin. That's the last straw. Been nice knowing you. Pack it up, everybody, because they're going to shut us down. So get ready for that. Hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Maybe we can hit 10 million before they finally shut us down for good. Fuck it. Fuck, we're done.
Don't say that, pumpkin guy.
Officer Guy, get in here.
Yes, sir?
There's a fugitive on the loose by the name of Waldo.
Waldo, sir?
Yeah, that's his poster right there. See, he stole some government secrets, and now he's trying to sell them to the highest bidder.
How did he even steal the secrets, sir?
Well, he's so damn sneaky, nobody can see him. He just snuck into a government facility and stole their files.
Sir, I think I actually went to high school with this guy.
Oh, good. Maybe that'll make him easier to find.
Well, I don't know about that. Where's the last place he was seen?
Oh, all over the place. I'll go get the book. He's been spotted at the beach, and the museum, and the carnival.
Sir, I don't see him.
What are you talking about? He's right there.
Where?
Right there next to the ride.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is him.
Yeah, he's really hard to find, especially because he has all these helpers that wear the same shirt as him. But you better find that son of a bitch before he sells our nuclear launch codes.
He has our nuclear launch codes?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just change them?
Well, we can't. We can only change it once a year, and we already did it on Friday.
Okay, sir, I'll find him.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I have a robot spider.
No way!
Dude, that's so sick!
Is it remote control?
It is not.
Oh, that's dumb.
But it crawls around like a real spider.
What's the point if you can't control it, dude? It's just gonna run into the wall.
It glows in the dark. Yeah, it really glows in the dark. It says right there in the box.
Does it really glow in the dark?
It really glows in the dark.
All right, let's go in the bathroom, close the door, and turn off the lights and see if it glows in the dark.
Ooh, I like to go in the bathroom and turn off the lights part. Whatever happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom, right, Junior?
You go with us, Joseph?
Nah, dude, I got a better idea. Check this out.
Whoa!
Yeah, Hot Wheels with loop-de-loops. Three of them all.
Three loop-de-loops.
That's scientifically impossible. There's no way it can go through all three loop-de-loops.
Dude, they wouldn't put it on the box if it wasn't possible.
That'd be false advertising, Cody.
That defies the laws of physics. There's no way that toy car generates enough torque to go through three loop-de-loops in a row.
I mean, that would be a sight to see for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It certainly would. It would be loop madness. Maybe that's why they call it that, because it would be madness.
It would be loop madness. Oh, do you think if that car went through all three loop-de-loops, it would rip a hole in time and space?
That would be madness.
Oh, man. I want to play with the toy spider, because we could scare Chef Pee-Pee with that.
Good.
But I also...
Hot Wheels, dude.
I want to see it go through three loop-de-loops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're in a predicament. Mm-hmm. Which one do we play with first?
This one glows in the dark.
How about y'all go and do y'all thing with Chef Pee-Pee, play with the spider, and I'll put the Hot Wheels together.
Okay, yeah. We can go scare Chef Pee-Pee with the spider and see if it's glow in the dark, and you can set that up. But do not launch it without us.
Hey, I can't make any promises, dude, if y'all don't make it back in time.
Okay, let's hurry. Let's go to the bottom and see if it glows in the dark.
Yeah, tighten up.
Okay, Cody, let's see if this thing really glows in the dark.
It says right on the box, it really glows in the dark.
Okay, but they can't lie. That'd be false advertising.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if it really glows in the dark. Where is it?
It's in my hand. I'm holding it.
It's not glowing, Cody.
It is not.
It says it really glows in the dark. It's not glowing.
It's not glowing in the dark at all.
This is stupid. Cody, what are you doing?
Just hold on. Just let me do this.
No, let go of it, Cody!
No, it's mine now!
Let go of it!
Give me!
Hell, Cody, don't ever do that again!
I had a good grip on it, didn't I?
You're weird, Cody!
I'm never washing this hand again, dude.
You're disgusting. Your stupid toy didn't even glow in the dark.
Well, maybe it needs batteries before it glows.
Oh, let's open it and see if it needs batteries.
Mm-mm-mm! My jelly bean chicken wing casserole's almost done!
Wait, I got a ring to it. Jelly bean chicken wing! Jelly bean chicken wing! Jelly bean chicken wing!
Okay, Junior, put the batteries in it.
Alright, try to scare Chevy with it.
Okay, but I can't really control where it goes because I don't have a remote control. So let's just hope. Yeah.
Ah! Look at that fire! You son of a bitch! Ah!
You trying to bite me, ho? Oh, hell no! Yeah!
I was still going, but you still got it, bro!
Oh, hell no! Yeah!
Crush, crush, ho! Crush, crush, he ain't breathing no more. Look, that.
That toy cost me $50, Junior. He just fucking smashed it.
I mean, he was scared.
He was.
Do you want the pieces, too?
No, fuck it.
Hmm. Oh, so, how was the spider?
He's in heaven with Hulk Hogan.
Don't you mean hell? Hulk Hogan said the N-word.
Wait, you go to hell if you say the N-word?
Hey, I don't make the rules, bruh.
What if it's only a few times?
Especially if it's the hard R, dude.
Oh, how do you repent?
You drop to your knees, put your hands together, and beg the Lord to forgive your ass.
Oh, God, please forgive me. You didn't say we couldn't say it. You didn't put it in the Bible. Oh, dear God, please forgive me.
So, did you get it working, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was just waiting on y'all.
Oh, you said you weren't gonna wait.
Hey, look, I got a heart, bruh.
Oh, hey, let's see it go through all three loop-de-loops. All
right, watch this. It's gonna happen, dude. Watch this. Whoa!
I told you it was impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is physically impossible for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It's not physically impossible. I'll do it again.
You saw that! It was almost there! This dumb toy. This is two toys that's lied to us. The other spider didn't glow in the dark.
Third time's the charm, dude.
Oh, because it's three loops.
Hey, fuck this door!
I told you.
What? There's someone at the door. Well, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You see anyone?
No.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Junior, what is that?
What?
On top of the bush.
Oh, yeah, there is somebody. Hey, we see you.
Oh, yeah, where am I?
You're on top of the bush.
Damn it! Shit! Okay, turn around!
What?
Turn around!
Okay. Who is this guy?
I don't know. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm ready.
I see you. You're on top of the other bush.
Yeah, you're on top of the other bush.
Damn it! Okay, turn around one more time.
Okay.
What's
who is this? I don't know. He's acting weird.
All right, I'm ready. Turn around.
What? Where?
I don't see him this time. He's doing really good, Cody. Wait, we see you. You're behind the pillar.
Shit! Damn it! Shit! Okay, turn around!
Okay. Is he like an elf?
Why is he dressed like that?
He's running around back there. Here.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm like the wind. Yeah.
You're behind the pillar.
Yeah, we see you. You're right behind that other pillar.
Damn, you guys are good at seeking.
Or maybe you're just really bad at hiding.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, so, like, you're really good at hide and seek?
Oh, well, the hiding part, I'm not so much good at seeking. Can't really stand still for us too long in one place. Unless I get found.
So, what's your name?
My name's Waldo.
Well, we're not really looking for a new four-eyed friend. We already got Cody, and he's pretty ugly.
Oh, thanks, Junior.
Yeah, don't mention it, Cody.
Where'd he go? What?
Waldo!
Hello?
Well, he's not behind the bushes.
He's not usually this good at hiding.
He's not behind the pillars. Where's Waldo?
I don't know.
Maybe he got mad that we found him too many times and he ran away.
Yeah, he probably left.
All right, let's go.
Wait, you...
Oh, it's all over the couch. Shit.
Wow, Junior, way to go.
Fuck, can you lift it up? No, just let it spill.
All right.
No, I'll be sarcastic.
No, you can't predict.
Okay.
Waste a good imaginary Pepsi.
So y'all just got cherry Pepsi and didn't bring me one?
Well, there's only two left.
Oh, wow, that's selfish as hell. You didn't think about me, dude?
Well, I mean, if there was a third one, we would have got you one, but you weren't down there with us.
Yeah, wow, it's pretty selfish and pretty racist, if I say so myself.
Well, you can have some of mine.
I don't want your backwash, dude. Who was at the door?
Oh, some guy named Waldo.
Yeah, he was dressed like an elf.
And he had, like, daddy issues. Like, I guess his dad never came home when he was a kid, so he wanted us to find him. He had, like, a find him fetish.
You kind of read a lot into that 1 30-second conversation.
He was a weird guy, Cody.
He was weird, yeah.
Like, he was absolutely, like, one of the weirdest people ever. He's like, find me.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to guys watch the Crocodile Hunter movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Breaking news, UK. A man named Waldo is missing, and he's wanted by the FBI for trying to sell government secrets to enemies of the United States.
Y'all getting freaky. What's wrong?
That's the guy that was on the door.
What's that? That Waldo nigga?
Yes.
That's the guy that was talking to us at the door, and he told us to find him.
Dude, he is a wanted criminal for the FBI. They want to get him. You just talking to him freely?
Okay, I think we should call the cops and say we saw him, right?
Yes, we have to.
Definitely. Yeah, because we saw him. If we say we didn't see him, then if we tell him we saw him, then we had the latest point where he was at.
Yeah,
we're
an accomplice at that
so they
point.
Can catch him.
Yeah, okay, so let me call the cops and tell him we know where he's at.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we saw Waldo.
Where?
Well, he was at the front door.
Okay, I was just at the front door. He wasn't there.
Well, we saw him four times at the door. Like, we found him behind a bush. We found him behind a pillar.
Yeah, when you see him, he moves. So where is he now?
Well, I don't know where he's at now.
Well, that's not helpful. It's not where was Waldo. It's where's Waldo.
Well, I don't know where Waldo is now, but we did see him, like, earlier.
Well, okay, but that's not helpful. He could be anywhere. He could be in the Old West. He could be in space. He, like, teleports.
Well, I mean, he was at my front door, so he's probably, like, down the street or somewhere close by, right?
Well, he could be literally anywhere.
Oh, okay, well, how do you know so much about Waldo?
I actually went to high school with Waldo.
What, you did?
Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Waldo. He wore this red striped shirt, glasses, and an inverted Santa hat. He was really weird. Well, anyway, this guy would always go missing. We would be sitting in class, and the next thing you know, the teacher's asking, "Where's Waldo?" No one knew where he went. They would put the school on lockdown and look for him. They would check the bathrooms, the cafeteria, the gym. He was nowhere to be found. The whole town started looking for him. Missing posters all over the city, police helicopters, they checked the river. People started wondering if he got kidnapped. The police literally found 13 missing children while looking for Waldo. His parents were on the news crying and begging for Waldo to come home, and then after 6 months, the police ended the search and pronounced him dead. They had a funeral and everything. But then I was at the park, and I saw him standing behind a tree.
So he was just standing there behind a tree?
Yeah, just right there at the park. I don't know why it took so long for anyone to find him. But after that, the whole town banished him for being a fuckhead. I mean, we spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money looking for him.
Why do you think he hides so much?
I think he does it for attention. I mean, what kind of psychopath hides for attention?
See, Cody, I told you he has daddy issues.
See, the problem is now I gotta find him because he has the nuclear launch codes. Fucking what?
Wait, he has nuclear launch codes?
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, but see, the good thing is he can't move until you find him. He has to just stay right where he is. He's stuck.
So wherever he is, he has to stay completely still.
Yeah, he stays right there until you say, "Ha, I got you."
Well, do you have any clues on where he could be?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole bunch of documents. Let me get them. Ugh, here are all the files we have on Waldo.
Whoa, these are a lot of files.
Yeah, these are all the places we've found him in the past.
Wait, there's so many other people wearing his outfit.
Yeah, he has a lot of decoys, but don't worry, decoys don't fool me.
Hey, everybody.
Waldo?
Well, I just got back from the eye doctor, and they prescribed me glasses, and then I stopped at Target and got this sweater because it's cold.
Nice try, Waldo, but you're not going to be selling those nuclear launch codes anytime soon.
What?
Come on, Waldo, you're coming with me.
I guess he found Waldo.
You know, you and Waldo sound a lot alike.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. How about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that'd be
get the rate. Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener-loving friend!
Yeah, happy, like, wiener day or sucking
no,
that day.
No, it's not my gay day. It's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh.
I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. They don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that. Yeah, I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size in this goddamn hat. Stay out of my eyes! Bullshit!
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February's so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We could throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly!
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump! We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month month in June so that black people have a longer month, and then we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. The Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because there's Mardi Gras and that's us dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah, you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees. Bees.
I do really like bees.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so like you have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And, ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that, too.
Oh, Valentine's Day's in February?
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day's pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it, too. But, like, yeah, February's perfect for gay people. So I'm going to write a letter to Donald Trump making June the new Black History Month, because Juneteenth is in June.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May. All right, I'm writing the letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I can't believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's going to be so important for our country. It's going to be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's going to be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month is June!
Yeah, we back, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, that you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah. Greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. That's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down. Right there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. My right.
What?
My right.
What
my right.
Your right.
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Like my own goddamn candles. My own birthday. My own friends didn't remember it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. It's fucking leap year. Why don't we go on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking yeah. Candles won't light. The cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit. Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
We're waiting on you.
Yeah, you're blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm.
Then sing!
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody.
Happy birthday
to
Cody's birthday.
Happy gay day.
Happy like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an acapella group. We're not pentatonics.
What pentatonics? Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's Cody's cake day.
And he has all that icing on his cake.
Oh.
You icing slut, you.
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
Well, not quite. Freak.
Oh, my God, Cody. Oh, I love the colors on your hat.
Oh, and all that cake. Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh, yeah, I want some of his cake.
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish he'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Why, you silly Billy? What's
you silly you? Goose. You quack, quack goose.
Oh. Let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose.
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankings.
Birthday spankings? Oh, my God. Let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankings?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Tighten that ass up. Happy birthday, whoa. You silly whoa. Dirty slut.
I'll do it. My hand is so firm.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean,
I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh my god!
1,000? Yeah.
God. Old king.
Oh, oh,
dirt. Yes. Yeah. 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 Oh my taking god. That ass.
Birthday. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Ooh. Oh yeah, let me be the Phillips head.
Oh my god, let's take him to the bathroom and give him a Blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we could Eiffel Tower his ass too.
Oh my god, the birthday boy. Let's get him in his birthday suit.
Yeah, get naked right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Okay. Dirty, dirty boy.
Whoa. What is that? Where's that going? Oh, whoa. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa. Holy shit. Whoa.
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower.
Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm gonna go check Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh my god, is that my favorite four-eyed king? Oh, you look so scrumptious today. Oh my god, you're such a bottom. The things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee-Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty. Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I'll need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's Blumpkin time.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, where's that going? Whoa. Whoa. How you doing that? Whoa! Oh, god damn! What? Whoa! Oh, damn!
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee. I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my god, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, foo, sashay.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Charlie. Hi guys! Oh. Today, I'm gonna be painting my nails! Oh, it's gonna be so pretty! Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my god, it's gonna be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I'm looking so good.
Oh my god, Charlie. Oh, I thought you were gonna paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday. So you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go. Right now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How you doing that? How you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on. Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday.
Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
Whoa, 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 wait, what is that? Whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, shit! Okay! I know what it is, but I like it,
goddamn! That is police brutality. I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you, feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? What, like, I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blacking out. Like, right? Did we fall asleep? Like,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I've done terrible things.
Hey, Hey, Daddy, when I play with my dinghy, it explodes and stuff comes out.
What are you talking about, Jeffy?
This dinghy!
Wait, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God!
Jeffy, that's silly!
You made a big old mess! You better go grab a broom and clean it. What is that?
Hey there, somebody need a Jedi?
What? No.
I'm a Jedi.
Why are you dressed like a Jedi?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm not dressed like a Jedi. I am one. And also, because it's May 4th. You know, May the 4th be with you. Bang!
Wait, isn't it May 2nd?
What?
Isn't it May 2nd?
No, it's May 4th.
I'm pretty sure it's May 2nd.
No, I think I would know when May 4th is, you know, being a Jedi and all.
No, it's definitely May 2nd.
No, show me.
Look, see?
Oh, shit. You're telling me I did all this for no reason? Now I look like a doofus.
Well, why don't you just take this stuff off and put it back on in 2 days?
No, Marvin. You don't understand. You see how many layers this thing has? I'm sweating like a pig through this thing. I'm going to be all sweaty and stinky. I also shit in it.
What do you mean you shit in it?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to have to take all the layers off every time I use the bathroom, so I just wear a diaper and I just shit in that all day.
Okay, so then don't take it off.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna, like, shit in the diaper.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna have to do the stuff I would normally do on May the 4th today.
Well, what do you do?
I watch all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, but I watch them alphabetically. You know?
Like, they're called Star Wars.
No, I mean, like...
The episodes are numbers.
I know, but I start with, like, Attack of the Clones, and then, like, A New Hope. So the order goes episode 2, and then 4, and then 5, and then 7, then 8, then 1, then 9, then 3, then I finish with 6.
That's so confusing.
Well, I know. It might seem confusing to some people, but I think that's how they're supposed to be watched. I also watch them on mute with the subtitles on, so I can do the voices myself. And I'm pretty sure I'm a better actor than Hayden Christensen, anyway. Like, check this out. From my perspective, the Jedi are evil. Then I will do what I must. You will try. See? Just like him. So tired. Oh, I also do a pretty good Palpatine. Check this out. Do it. Kill him. He says that. Oh, and like this one. Misa Jar Jar Binks. Okay, I'm actually not as good at that one. So, you guys want to get some snacks at the gas station before we watch the movie?
Oh, yeah. I could definitely get some snackies. What?
You called them snackies. I kind of don't want to bring you now. What are you, like, 4 years old?
Can I go to the gas station? I could use a sweet treat.
No. Fuck you.
Wait, why would you say that to me?
I hate when people call it a sweet treat. It's like you think you deserve it. Ooh, I deserve a sweet treat. You don't deserve a sweet treat. What have you done to deserve a sweet treat? Nobody deserves a sweet treat. You know who deserves a sweet treat? Brain surgeons. They do brain surgery. They get a sweet treat. What have you done? Not shit.
Okay, well, can I still go to the gas station with you?
No! Fuck you!
Ow!
What, don't hit her?
Come on, Marvin, let's get some snacks.
Okay.
Why am I gonna wear this stupid fucking mask?
Because you signed up to work May the 4th weekend.
Well, why do you get the cool Darth Vader mask?
Because I am your boss.
I've never even seen the movies. What does this fucker do?
Also, the cash register better not come up short again or your ass is fired.
This dick's gonna come up short again.
Okay, Marvin, you think this is enough snacks?
That's enough snacks.
Whoa, Marvin, you seen that?
What?
That's Darth Maul. Darth? I killed him.
You killed him?
Yeah. Quick recap. I jumped over his head and cut him in half. I killed him.
But he's right there.
Well, maybe he came back to life, but... Hey, what's your name?
Brayden.
Brayden. That must be Brayden Maul. He must be Darth Maul's son.
What, does Darth Maul have a son?
I don't know. Hey, is your dad alive?
No, he died when I was a kid.
Oh my God, that's gotta be his son. Hey, I killed your dad.
What? My mom said he died of cancer when I was a kid.
No, that's what she told you. I cut his ass in half. So now, I gotta kill you too.
Please do. I hate working here.
Well, that's no fun. I can't kill him if he's not armed with a lightsaber. It's against the Jedi code. We're gonna have to teach him the dark side. Marvin, you take him to Emperor Palpatine, and hey, he'll teach him the ways of the dark side.
But I don't know where Emperor Palpatine lives. Why don't you take him?
Well, I can't, because if I see Emperor Palpatine, I'm gonna have to try to kill him, and he's scary, so you have to take him.
Oh, okay, we have to go to Emperor Palpatine's house.
But I don't wanna go! I'm only a couple hours away from overtime!
Do I still take him?
Yeah, you gotta take him! Go! You gotta go!
Come on.
Oh, God.
Was Google Maps it? Okay, Brayden, are you ready to join the dark side?
I don't want to do this! This is stupid!
Don't act like that.
It's a waste of my time!
Don't throw a temper tantrum. You gotta be like your father.
Hello.
Are you Emperor Palpatine?
No. I'm his wife, Patricia Palpatine.
Well, is Emperor Palpatine here?
No.
Patricia. Who's at the door?
It's just a bunch of solicitors.
Send them in.
But the house is dirty.
Do it.
Okay, come on in and witness the full power of my dirty living room.
Come on.
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine?
Yes, welcome to my home. What can I do you for?
Well, this is Darth Maul's son,
Braden Maul.
He's still alive.
Oh, no, no, no. This is his son, Braden Maul.
Oh. Well, can I get you gentlemen something to drink? Perhaps a Mountain Dew it? Or maybe some coffee? I can brew it. How do you take your coffee? I like mine dark, like I like my side.
I don't really like coffee.
I knew it.
Well, listen, can you train Braden to be like his dad, Darth Maul?
I'm retired.
Retired?
Yes. After 2 failed Death Stars, no bank will give me a loan. And with my last account, I overdrew it. So I'm a cat person now. I like kitty cats. When they talk, they mew it.
Oh, well, listen, he really just wants to be like his dad.
No, I don't! I hate it here!
I can feel your hatred. Good. Good. Patricia.
What?
Bring the thing.
What thing?
The double-sided thing.
I thought you threw it away because you didn't like me using it.
No, not your dildo. The sword. I think it's in the garage next to the Buick.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Would you guys like to watch a movie while we wait? My favorite actress is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Here it is. I found it.
Ow, right in my fucking eye.
I'm so sorry. Here, take this.
No,
take the lightsaber.
No, I will take the lightsaber. Take the coffee.
It's heavy. Quick,
take it. Damn it, woman. Do you know how fragile this thing is? Jesus, I'm sorry about her. Behold, your father's lightsaber. He wielded this in many battles. I have waited years for this moment. Well, actually, I didn't even know he had a son, because I don't know who would sleep with him, because he was uglier than sin.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Ah, yes, the training. Let me get my lightsaber. Patricia!
What?
Where is my lightsaber?
I don't know. Now go!
Where is anything? Where is the lightsaber?
I don't know. It's not in here.
Why would it be in the dresser?
I don't know.
Would it be in the garage next to the other lightsaber?
I didn't see it.
Well, where could it be?
I don't know. Where did you put it?
I was cleaning and I had to move it.
Did the Senate take it away?
I am the Senate. Oh, there it is. Ha! I found it. Now the key to being a Sith Lord is to have pure hatred flowing through your veins.
Palpatine!
What now?
Remember, my mother's visiting this weekend.
No, no, no! This is my weekend, it's May the 4th.
So you're going to need to clean the house.
I don't want to.
Also, I'll be making pot roast.
Ugh, it's so chewy.
It's my mother's favorite. So after you finish playing your games, you're to clean the whole house.
See what I mean? Hatred flowing through your veins. That's why I'm so good at this. I hate my life. Now, if you turn on your lightsaber, you can strike me down and become more powerful than you can possibly imagine and put me out of my misery.
How the fuck do I turn the lightsaber on?
Oh, it's the little red knobs on the end. That's good. Now, make sure you don't touch the blade. It hurts like fuck. And you could cut yourself in half. Just ask your father. Sorry. Just hit my blade with your lightsaber. Good, that's it. You're trained.
Wait, that was all the training?
No, just kidding. It's time for a training montage. Good. Make sure you get the top one. Good. Now do this one. Make sure to get the brake caliper. The cleaning, your training is now complete.
What training? All you did was make him clean your house.
Nuh-uh, I showed him how to be a Sith Lord.
How?
But watch this. Stand up. Turn on your lightsaber. Now, do the dishes. See? He knows how to fight now. Now mow the lawn. See? me see the TV skills? Now sweep the floor. Now dust the shell. See, I taught him how to fight with a lightsaber, just like a karate kid.
Okay.
See, he's a Sith Lord now, so get the hell out of my house.
Alright, let's go.
No.
So how are you feeling?
Feeling good, I want to avenge my father.
What, you want to avenge your father?
Yeah, this lightsaber stuff seems easy.
Okay, well, just meet us over in the road, I'll go get Brooke and Guy.
Okay.
So, like, in episode 1, Anakin looks like he's, like, 8 years old, and Padme looks 16. But then in the second one, they get together and they do stuff. And then in the third one, they have kids. That just seems kind of messed up. Like, she met him when he was a kid. It seems like you wouldn't be able to get that out of your head. Like, he'd always be a kid to you. It's like watching Stuart Little and then growing up and dating that kid from Stuart Little. It's like, he'll always be that kid. I mean, he was in Stuart Little, but nah, this is not for me.
Okay, so, like, Brayden wants to avenge his father.
Oh, did the training work? Well, he's out in the street, right?
Oh, yeah, he's in the street waiting for you.
Oh, perfect. The old lightsaber battling grounds. I'm gonna go kill him.
You forgot your lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, I don't need that. That's just a plush one. I'll go get the real one.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I heard you want to avenge your father.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, prepare to get cut in half. You know, I like your father like I like my PB&Js. Cut in half.
You take that back.
No, he went out like a bitch, and so are you.
We'll see about that.
Okay, let's fight.
What is he doing?
He's mowing the lawn.
What?
Yeah, now he's sweeping the floors.
What?
Yeah, and now he's dusting the bookshelves.
What are you talking about?
Now he's washing the car rims, I think.
What the fuck?
Oh, is it Palpatine made him clean his entire house? He's mowing the lawn again. Palpatine made him clean the entire house.
Oh, I see. The old Karate Kid trick, huh? Well, you're not gonna fool me. How about this?
Oh, shit.
I just cut your leg right the fuck off.
Well, you cut his leg off.
It was so easy. I'm sorry, man. I thought you knew what you were doing.
Why would you cut his leg off?
Well, I'm sorry. He was doing all this shit. I thought he knew something I didn't. I thought he was peacocking.
Peacocking?
Yeah, like he was just showing off. I thought he was going to do something.
You cut his leg off.
Oh, my God. Marvin, I'm sorry.
He was working at a gas station. He was happy.
He was. I mean, nobody wants to live without a leg. We got to put him out of his misery, right?
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry, man. Listen, I'm so sorry. It's going to be really quick, I promise. Jesus. Okay.
You just cut his head off.
I know. Marvin, can we just please go watch the movie so I can forget about this?
Yeah, do we just leave his body in the room?
Yeah, just leave.
So how did your lightsaber battle go?
I killed him.
Oh, you sound sad. I thought that's what you wanted to happen.
Yeah, but it wasn't a fair fight. It was like choking out an old person at a nursing home, you know? It was just sad. It was like killing younglings.
Yeah, it wasn't a fair fight at all.
I guess if Darth Maul has any other kids, I'm gonna have to kill them too. Anyway, who's ready to watch episode 2, and then 4, and then 5, and then 7, then 8, then 1, then 9, then 3, then 6?
Me!
Now, we're gonna be here for like 20 hours, so get your diapers on!
I already beat you to it!
I'm a helicopter.
Jeffy, watch where you're swinging those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have them?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, dang. One time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
Wait, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching a video like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went... like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But, Danny, why would she do that?
What? I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, okay? Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm gonna join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Danny, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday, or a lard-ass Wednesday, or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday!
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras, and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that on this today. They'll do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday, or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Chuffy, stop. Oh, listen, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Chuffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dan, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator, because of the crab.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sex tuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed it in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Jeffy, shut up and stop talking.
Daddy, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plates.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna suck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Mm-hmm. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. So that bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They could just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck does it, horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat,
beef meat. Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well, we're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
Careful, don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream Sara Lee cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa because of the living power of cheesecake.
Shrug.
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, Donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, Donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, Donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Busting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right, now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-rider.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for the $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fatass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fatass? Holy fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second. If anyone's fat here, it's me.
My God, you've got to be the fattest fatass here. You win.
Wait, I'm fatter than he is.
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off. It's gone into overweight. I mean, overtime. Looks like I'm going to have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. All right, you fat sacks of shit, let's see which one of you is fatter. I got to be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull. Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat. Now let's try you. Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here is just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What, sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't, I'm big.
Oh, very well, sir, I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chives, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my other patients like I always do.
think he's a doll, do and we'll give him to you.
He's not a doll. He's an action figure human man.
Well, then you're not going to get him back.
Guys, where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't see where he went.
But what if he's broken?
Well, then God has answered my prayers. I've been praying for years for that bitch to die.
Ken, are you back there? Are you up there, buddy? Ken, speak to me. What, Ken, no, is he in here? No, where did he be? Chef PP?
Not right now, whiny-ass boy. I'm about to turn this bitch to Pompeii. Oh, watch this.
What? What are you...
Oh, Cody, I'm about to... Oh, I'm a nasty nigga. Oh, I'm a messy nigga. Look at me.
This science, nigga. You ever seen science before? I'm basically Bill Nye in this bitch.
I mean, it looks like a mess to me.
Yeah, Isaac Newton made messes and shit. And look at him now. All dead, but he a scientist and shit. Man.
Okay, well, have you seen Ken?
No, why would I see Ken when I'm over here trying to make science experiments?
Okay, fine. Where could he be? Maybe he's behind the fridge. Ken, hold on, buddy. Are you back there?
Ken, there you are. Okay, I'm coming. Well, fuck me. Well, I guess we can't really do that behind the fridge, no, can we? But I'm no quitter. I'm still coming. Oh, shit, it is tight. I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Ken, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I have a really nice view of your gooch, though. But I can't move. Oh, no. Help! Somebody help me! Help, I'm stuck behind the fridge. Help, please. Oh, no. This is bad. Help!
Help! Help! Aboo! Kaboo, you bitch! Oh, fuck Thomas Edison! I'm gonna turn this bitch to Hiroshima! Yeah, nobody alive after that shit.
Oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
Is Cody still looking for Ken?
I guess so, dude. Or maybe he found him and is making out with him on some Brokeback Mountain shit.
Oh, okay, let's just take Ken and throw him in the deep end of the pool to make Cody have to go swim for him.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Let's do it.
Cody, did you find Ken? We think you and Ken should go swimming.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, Jesse, you sound like Patrick. Clear your throat.
Oh, my God. Joseph, look at this mess. When I was throwing Ken, I must have knocked over a glass of soda. We have to get out here before Chef Pee-Pee notices.
Junior!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee. It was all Joseph's fault. We were throwing Ken. I threw him in the kitchen and it knocked over the soda. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
The soda.
Oh, that's just leftover Hiroshima. They ain't want to sign no treaty. You know how that shit go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I invented, or excuse me, discovered this crazy-ass chemistry experiment. It, look, all you need is Mentos and a Diet Coke, and then you put them together, and then kaboom! That shit go crazy!
What, it goes kaboom?
Yes, kaboom!
Like a bomb?
Like a fucking bomb. Better, you know what? A fountain of soda. A soda fountain, if you will. I invented the fucking soda fountain. I'm a genius.
What, you invented a soda fountain?
Yeah, the self-serve soda fountain. All you gotta do is drop Mentos in that hole.
I've put Mentos in Diet Coke before.
No one's ever invented this. Don't try to take my credit. I know this shit ain't allowed on any airplanes or even at any damn marathons. Boston, to be specific.
Well, have you seen Cody?
Yeah, I actually did. He came here talking about some stuff, but I was busy making chemistry experiments.
Yeah, Cody does talk about stuff all the time.
All the damn time.
When I just get old, I don't even listen half the time.
I don't like that shit.
Well, anyway, can we do with a science experiment with you?
Yeah. Get some Mentos.
Help! Help! How can you not fucking hear me? I'm just right behind the fridge. Help! Guys, help me!
You ready to end the world, nigga?
Yes, do it, Chef. We do it.
All right, get ready. Cover your heads. Oh! Balloon! Oh, we can't stop it! Oh, goddamn, it's a Chernobyl 2.0! Oh, fuck it! Oh, no, fuck Elon Musk! Fuck a Cybertruck! I'm Elon Musk 2.0, bitch! I can't be stopped!
That's so sick! And it went so high!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, that's so cool!
We gonna get it on the ceiling.
Get higher!
Do it again!
Junior! Joseph! I'm behind the fridge! Stop playing with Diet Coke and help me!
You gonna light this shit up?
What do you mean?
We about to do the whole roll.
What? The whole roll.
The whole roll, nigga.
The whole roll.
The entire roll in the damn Coke.
But what if that ends the world?
And it might.
But
we splitting atoms in this bitch. It's like Adam colliding. And we on some CERN shit.
But I don't think mankind was meant to do that.
And they wasn't, but nigga, mankind wasn't meant to fly, but we be flying every fucking day.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we should.
All right, let's get it, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on. But it might actually, like, destroy the Earth.
I mean, that's okay. Shit, we weren't meant to live too long.
Okay. Well, can we at least go get Cody? I think we should all be with our friends during the end of the world.
I feel you. The bigger the crowd, the better. Go get him.
Okay, do you know where Cody went?
I don't know where the hell he went. I'm over here creating shit.
Okay, well, we're gonna go find Cody.
Hurry up. God damn.
Someone please help. I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe in here. Somebody help me. I'm gonna die back here. Help.
Cody! Where you at, Cody?
Yeah, dude, come out the closet. We know you found Ken already. You're just making out.
Oh, okay, you know what? I'm just going to call Cody because the world's about to end and he needs to know.
I know he's going to miss out on some cool stuff.
All right, let me call him. All right, it is ringing.
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Now, what is that?
Oh, that's that Nino Paid.
Nino Paid?
Yeah, you don't know Nino?
Is he paid?
He's pretty comfortable.
Okay, Nino comfortable. Mm. Okay, it's ringing, and I also hear Cody's phone. Oh, Cody left his phone.
Damn, that was stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cody never leaves his phone. Cody loves his phone.
Yeah, so what is he doing?
Okay, you know what? I think we should call the cops because something's weird and, like, I don't know. Cody never leaves his phone. That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. What does the cops ever do, though?
Yeah, what do cops do?
I know, right?
Yeah, cops, all the cops do is nothing.
And eat donuts and shit.
But if they broke in my house, like a robber did, I'd call the cops. I'd be scared.
I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I need cops.
Nervous,
I love cops. I'm going to call cops.
I don't know about love them, but.
Well, Ken, it looks like we're going to die back here. Can you just do me a favor and pull your pants down so I can see it one more time?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer, our friend's missing.
Oh, well, have you tried calling him?
Yeah, his phone's right there.
Oh, well, where's the last place you saw him?
In the kitchen.
Hmm, and have you checked the kitchen?
Yes, we checked the kitchen. He's not there.
Okay, I'm out of ideas.
See what I'm talking about, dude? Useless. Maybe we should go and get some donuts to get his cop powers working.
Yes, I think that's a great start.
Well, you're a cop. You don't know where people usually go missing at?
Hmm, he's not stuck in a cave, is he?
Stuck in a cave?
Oh, yeah, it happens more often than you think. Like this kid I went to high school with, stuck in a cave, Dave. Oh, he loved it.
Wait, he loved getting stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Stuck in a Cave Dave. He was always getting stuck in caves. He loved it. Every chance he got, he would go get stuck in a cave. It wasn't about cave diving for Dave. It was about getting stuck. He really loved it when the rescue workers had to come get him unstuck with their winches and drills, and every time they would pull him out, he would run right back in and get stuck. They would have to seal off every cave with cement after they rescued him just so he wouldn't go back in. But that didn't stop Dave. He would always go find a new cave to go get stuck in. Eventually, his parents locked him in his room and grounded him, but he would just wedge himself in between the mattress headboard and the wall just to get stuck. But one day, when we were in class, Dave snuck out through the classroom window. And then he went to Nutty Putty Cave, and he got stuck upside down 150 feet underground in this 10-inch wide hole. He was completely stuck. Rescue workers tried saving him for hours, and they even lowered a phone to him with a rope so he could talk to his family. But he ended up playing Angry Birds with his nose, and eventually they realized saving him wasn't worth it because he would just go get stuck somewhere else. So they sealed him up in the cave while he played Angry Birds. Yeah, I like to think he died doing what he loved, getting stuck in caves. Oh, Dave. The movie Meet Dave sucked. It just reminded me of that.
Oh, are you going to see the Freakier Friday movie?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Too freaky for me. Freakier? Freakier than the first one? No, I can't. The first one was freaky enough. This one? Oh, no. I couldn't take how freaky that is. Four people switching bodies? I'm not going to know what's going on. I can't keep track of all that. I don't want to have to think that much. I also don't like movies with subtitles. If I wanted to read, I'd go to a book.
Yeah.
What about our friend, dude?
Oh, yeah, what about Cody?
Oh, yeah, okay, so stuck in a cave, is he?
Oh, no, he's not stuck in a cave.
Wait, you know that for sure?
What? Well, not no.
Okay, well, I should probably go check all the caves before we go jump into conclusions.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's stuck in a cave. I mean, I don't think he actually is.
How would we know unless we checked all the caves? And we gotta do it right now, because he could be running out of air, so we better get started. I'll get my equipment.
Well, hold on, before you go look at all the caves, do you want to go see the world end?
What are you talking about?
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Is he rapping at me? I could tase you for that.
Oh, no, he's just saying Nemo paid.
Nemo paid? Yeah, Nemo was paid at the box office, so much so that they made a shitty sequel.
Yeah, I hated Finding Dory. Oh, God, that was so fucking awful. Oh, Incredibles 2 didn't like that either. All rushed, didn't sound good. I also didn't like The Good Dinosaur. I also didn't like Turning Red. Oh, God, Turning Red's so fucking awful. But I liked Elio.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, so, you want to go see a science experiment?
Hell yeah!
Okay, Ken, let's play I Spy. I spy with my little eye a tight ass. Yeah, you got it in one, Ken, I'm talking about you. Okay, your turn. You spy a four-eyed freak. I guess I'm the only person it could be. Seems kind of mean, though.
All right, officers, this is the experiment.
Oh, the old Diet Coke and Mentos trick. You know, back in college, we used to do this and sit on it, so it went up our butts like reverse diarrhea. Yeah, my buddy Diet Coke and Mentos up his ass Chuck actually died doing that. He got too much air in his colon. He fucking exploded.
Oh, well, about to do the whole roll.
Wait, you can't do the whole roll. That's illegal. The world will end.
Well, it's time for this bitch to end.
I don't want the world to end. I don't want to die. But it would be sick as fuck.
Well, is there anything left in the world you haven't done?
Oh, I haven't had a three-way with Emma Watson and Emma Stone at the same time. But I mean, let's be honest. I can only get one of those at best.
Nah, I'm out of their league. That'll never happen. Let's end this bitch.
All right, do it.
Yeah, it's about to get real in the field, nigga. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Ho-ho-ho.
I want to play with Diet Coke and Mendo's.
Oh, Brandon! That's me with Emma Stone and Emma Watson at the same time!
That's the
worst night! Holy, it hit the fucking ceiling! How do you even clean that? You can't use a mop up there! You need like a palm! Like a backwards mop for the ceiling instead of the floor!
Wait, you guys hear that?
Yeah, someone's asking for help.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling for help. Is it over here?
Well, I think it's over here. Over there.
It sounds like it's coming from the fridge. Maybe he's inside the fridge!
No fucking fuck. You gotta be kidding me. Darth Maul Coke? It's perfect because he's red and Coke is red? It has to taste like Darth Maul. What does it even taste like? I can't even imagine. I have to drink this. God, this is such a good idea. I hate when people who aren't me have good ideas. I hate when somebody has an idea and I'm not that person and that idea is good. It just pisses me off. Yoda should be on Sprite. There, I said it. Patent that. That's a Brooklyn Guy original. I came up with that. And the Lorax should be on Sunkiss because he's orange. And Big Bird should be on Mellow Yellow. Okay, those are all my good ideas. I had to drink this, though. All right, I'm going to be a Nutty Putty.
Wait, why go to the caves?
Well, because he's got to be in the caves. Where else could he be?
We hear his voice near this refrigerator.
It's probably an echo from the caves. I'm going to Nutty Putty.
Cody!
Junior, I'm stuck right here, Junior. Junior, can you hear me? Help me, Junior!
Cody, you there?
Junior, thank God. I'm stuck behind the fridge. Just move the fridge so I can get out.
Move the fridge? What the fuck do you think? I'm Superman?
Just get Chef Pee-Pee and the cop and Joseph to help you. You can do it.
Cody, this fridge is heavy as shit. We're gonna need a bulldozer.
Okay, then get a fucking bulldozer. I don't care. Just get me out of here.
Okay, Cody, if you admit Ken's a doll, I'll move the fridge.
Well, he's not a doll, Junior. He's a man and an action figure and an action man and a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA.
Okay, then stay back there, then.
Junior, don't you dare leave me back here. You motherfucker, come back here and help me! Well, could you at least pass me one of those Darth Maul Cokes? Thanks.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes with Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his. And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up. Let me tell her the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell, and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI, again, for the sixth time.
And you're gonna go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news, okay? A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Mate, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. No.
Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow. You were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick.
it was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sentenced me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Zephora because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Zephora, and we were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The merrier. Everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, this is Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look.
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas.
The deadline's already passed. They're going to get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
Oh, I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aw. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker. But I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, elves.
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the naughty list, too?
No, Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas so he delivers my presents.
Hey, you're messing with the naughty on nice list, Santa!
Jumper, Marvin!
What, Jumper?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Well, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like, tonight's the night you have to go deliver the present.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered, and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
Well, I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name on your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list? I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh, my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's going to come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I want to go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't want to sleep in my cop uniform. I got to sleep in something loose because I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not going to spoon you.
Well, I was going to be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so those presents are for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he has really taken a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, well, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
What about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
Well, where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Coal?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, fuck you, Brooklyn!
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well, I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah? What is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
Oi, Jasper, get in here!
Yes, ma'am.
Have you found me another Dalmatian puppy to kill yet and use its fur for me knickknacks?
No, ma'am, but don't you think you've killed enough Dalmatians? I mean, you've literally killed 100.
And I need to kill one more. The movie is called 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, yeah, I got it. But, like, I don't think anyone would know that you haven't killed 101 Dalmatians. I mean, this is a lot of fur. If the police ever came here and found out that you killed 100 Dalmatian puppies, you would be facing 100 counts of animal abuse. You would make Michael Vick look innocent.
And you've helped me do it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but money will make you do some crazy things.
Look, are you going to help me get the last Dalmatian or not?
Oh, I really don't want to. I mean, screw it. What's one more at this point, right?
Now go get me last Dalmatian. Go quick.
What, are you in that much of a hurry to kill one more Dalmatian puppy?
Go now, Jasper.
All right, I mean, you're sick in the head. You know that, right?
Get out of here! here!
I mean, you seriously need some counseling!
Jasper, go!
Hey, Daddy.
What? What was that about?
George Bush made me do it.
Jeffy, go throw your paper airplane somewhere else.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm, this chicken Alfredo busted. Ooh, but wait right here, chicken Alfredo, because you know me. Chef Pee-Pee got to take out his pee-pee to go pee-pee. You know what I'm talking about? Don't move. Don't move at all, baby. Oh, sorry, chicken Alfredo. I was playing with it a little bit. You know, I'm jiggling and stuff.
Oh, my God, a fire! Somebody call the fire department! There's a fire!
Relax, everybody. The fire department is here. There you go. I put out the fire. No, down, boy, down. Well, I didn't mean stop. I actually just meant lower. Does anybody have a jar of peanut butter? I'm about to act up.
Wait, what's going on in here?
I put out the fire in the kitchen.
Why was there a fire in the kitchen?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was cooking chicken Alfredo, then I had to go to the bathroom and play with myself a little bit. Then came back in here, and my chicken Alfredo's on fire.
Well, there is a piece of paper in the pan.
Oh, no, Jeffy.
Wait, what the hell did Jeffy do?
He was playing with a paper airplane. I think he threw it in the pan.
Oh, damn it, Jeffy!
Well, that means I'm going to have to give you a stern talking to. No! No fires in the house! That's right, boy.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Puppo, the firefighting Dalmatian. We dressed him up like a firefighter. Isn't that cute? Don't you just love putting animals in people clothes? I mean, he hates it, but I think it's adorable. And the bitches love it. They're like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, well, what's your phone number? Maybe I can bring him by your house later and do some other things.
Why'd you hire a Dalmatian for the fire department?
Well, Dalmatians have been going endangered lately for some reason. Lot of kidnappings of Dalmatians. So we figured if we give him a job, I can keep an eye on him. Although, a firefighter is a pretty dangerous job. He's going through your pantry right now. Yeah, I think he's looking for some chocolate. He just wants to end it. Oh, good boy, Puppo! Where was that bathroom you were talking about?
What?
Never mind, we're gonna go do it in the truck.
Where am I gonna find a Dalmatian at this time of night?
Okay, Puppo, no biting this time. Let me just get the lid off this jar. Ooh.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is that a Dalmatian?
Yep, it is.
Can I take your Dalmatian for a walk?
What? No, the fuck? Get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, I've always wanted a Dalmatian, and I've never seen one before.
Well, there you go. Now you've seen one. Now get out of here.
Look, I really need to take that Dalmatian for a walk.
Look, the only way you're seeing me or my Dalmatian is if there's a fire.
Wait. So you're saying if I go and start a fire, that you and that Dalmatian will show up?
Yeah, with half a jar of peanut butter.
But that's a whole jar of peanut butter.
Exactly.
I got it. Oh, man, I really hope this works.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering if I could come inside and cook dinner in your kitchen.
The fuck? No.
What's going on, Hank?
This weirdo wants to come inside and cook dinner in our house. I told him no, so handle it. I gotta go take a wicked dookie.
I'm so sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I was just wondering if I could come inside.
Oh, my God. I love your accent. Where are you from?
The UK.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to be with a European man. You can come inside the house and do whatever you want.
But is it your husband in the bathroom?
Oh, well, he takes a long number two, so I will be in the bedroom getting ready.
All right. Alright, let's get this party started.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm starting a fire in your kitchen, little girl.
Why are you doing that?
Because I have to steal a Dalmatian.
That doesn't make any sense.
You might want to step back. Oh, fire! Someone come help!
Hey there, somebody call the fire department. This better be an emergency.
Oh no, fire!
Get over here! Wait, hey, get back here with Sucko! I mean, Puppo! Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Come here, Puppo. Why are you trying to steal my Dalmatian?
Because I work for Cruella de Vil! Well, a girl who thinks she's Cruella de Vil, and she's killed 100 Dalmatians, and she wants to kill one more.
Well, Jesus, that sounds like a job for when I'm a cop. Well, you're not gonna steal my Dalmatian!
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that!
Well, I'd like to see you try! Again! Come on, Puppo. There's some sick people in this world. Well, I gotta clean off my uniform first. Marvin, you're never gonna believe what happened. Somebody tried to kidnap my Dalmatian.
Wait, like the movie 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, exactly like that. Somebody thinks she's Cruella de Vil and she's already killed 100 Dalmatians and now she's trying to kill my Dalmatian.
Oh, no!
Oh, why don't you dress up like a cop and arrest her?
Oh, good idea, Marvin. I should get a different Dalmatian to give her so she kills that one instead of my Dalmatian.
Marvin, that's a horrible idea.
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you go arrest her for killing Dalmatians?
Marvin, you sick bastard. I'm not going to breed Dalmatians and start a puppy mill of Dalmatians just to give her to keep killing them over and over again. That's terrible.
Marvin, how could you think of something so awful?
That's not what I said. I said... Why don't you slowly torture all the Dalmatians?
Well, Marvin, I can't just dress up like a cop and arrest her. I don't have any proof. Anybody could have killed all those Dalmatians. But if I give her a Dalmatian to kill in front of me, then I could arrest her for killing a Dalmatian.
Well, why don't you just give her your Dalmatian?
I can't give her mine. Mine is specially trained to do firefighter things. There's no way I could train another dog to do that and enjoy it.
Okay, well, how are you going to find another Dalmatian?
Well, on Craigslist, of course. Looky here, Dalmatian for sale, only $35.
That's not a Dalmatian. That looks like an angry dog.
I know, but we could just paint Dalmatian spots on it, and nobody would know the difference.
Okay, go get it, I guess.
Well, I was kind of hoping you guys would go get it.
Why us?
Well, because I have kind of a reputation about dogs and peanut butter, so nobody's going to sell me a dog. But they'll definitely sell one to a happy couple like you two.
Okay, what's really going on?
I don't want to play two characters in the next scene, okay? Just go!
Okay. Well, can you give us the $35?
Yeah. Okay, here's 40, but bring me back the change.
I can't keep the $5 for gas money since I'm driving to get this dog.
No.
All right, baby, this is the house.
Hello! Welcome to Craig's house!
Oh, hi, Craig. We saw your dog on Craigslist.
Yes, isn't it hilarious? My name is Craig, and I posted on Craigslist.
Oh! I get it!
Yes!
Okay, so can we get the dog?
Yes, come on in. He's locked in the room.
Okay, he's in here.
There he is. There's Mr. Cuddles. You can pet him if you want to.
Does he bite?
Yeah.
Does he break the skin?
Oh, yeah.
Does he latch on and doesn't let go?
Oh, yeah. He did that to my dad.
But did it hurt him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does he have rabies?
Oh, yeah.
Rabies?
Yeah, but he is purebred.
Okay, baby, give him the money.
Okay, here you go.
Do you have change for 40?
No. There you go, Mr. Cuddles.
Oh my god, I got the stupid dog you wanted, and look, his tooth came off into my leg.
Oh no, where's the $5?
He didn't give us change.
Ugh, you're gonna ruin a friendship over $5. Well, just so you know, I'm starting a tab on you. You owe me
$5. Get him up!
Marvin, quit playing around with the dog. We gotta make him look like a Dalmatian. I'll go get the stuff. Now, does that look like a Dalmatian or what?
Wait, how did you get it to calm down?
Easy. I just hit it with the old horse tranquilizer. It should be out for about 15 minutes.
Why didn't you give him a tranquilizer before he bit me?
Well, I wasn't there, was I? No, I wasn't. But I called the guy who wants to steal my Dalmatian so I can give him this one instead.
Hello? Did someone call me?
Yeah, so since you want to steal my Dalmatian, I bought you a different one. So here you go. Kill this one.
Oh, wow, thank you. You made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, just take this one back to your boss and hope she doesn't want to do the sequel, 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, let's hope not. But knowing that crazy bitch, she probably will.
Well, since this was a successful day, I'm going to go get some peanut butter and give Puppo here a peanut butter corn dog.
All right, ma'am. He's your 101st Dalmatian.
What the bloody hell is that?
A Dalmatian?
You fucking wanker, that ain't a Dalmatian. It's a regular old mutt in a costume, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a Dalmatian to me with the spots and whatnot.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Well, I don't care. I already got paid.
God, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. What you doing? Oh, you're an ugly old thing, aren't you?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Poopy from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
There's no way you believe that, Joseph. There's just no way.
Totally way, dude. Marlin would have murked Lilo's ass.
Lilo's a human. Marlin's a fish.
But look, Marlin knew the sea turtles and the sharks. He had connections, dude.
But Marlin was a pussy the whole movie.
A pussy with connections. That's a fast-moving pussy.
But Lilo has connections, too, because Stitch is an alien with four arms, and there's Pleakley, and there's Jumba, and then there's the Child Protective Service guy named Bubbles.
Didn't one of them wear a wig?
That's Pleakley.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, Cody, please sell an argument. Who would win in a fight? Marlin from Finding Nemo or Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Definitely Marlin, right?
Lilo.
Where's the fight happening, on land or in the ocean?
Lilo said his ass can get it anywhere. She can do it on land, she can do it in sea. In the movie, in the beginning, she's swimming underwater, she gives Pudge the fish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not what fish eat. She shouldn't be doing that.
Well, she did it anyway.
She would not survive in the water for that long.
She can hold her breath!
No, the hell she could.
She's a good swimmer!
I love it.
Well, still, I mean, I think the fish she fed that PB&J to probably died because his gills got all gunked up with peanut butter. So I'm going to say Lilo because she has a record of killing a fish.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cody. Common sense.
No, the hell is not.
You know, speaking of PB&J, Junior, pretty hungry, Junior. Let's have some dinner, Junior.
Yeah, let's get some grub, Junior.
So what do you guys want for dinner?
Ooh, how about some big old corn on a cob?
As a meal?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not?
Okay, how many cobs do you want, Joseph?
About six.
So we're doing this? We're having corn on the cob for dinner?
How many cobs do you want, Cody?
How many cobs? I don't know. Can't we have something fun like toaster strudel?
No, that sounds good, too. I love me a good toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, I love me some toaster strudel. I've had that before.
What's the matter, Junior? You don't like toaster strudel?
I love toaster strudel. I eat those all the time.
You've never had toaster strudel, have you?
Yes, I have. I eat one every morning. I just had one right before you guys came over.
Oh, yeah? Then what do they look like?
They look like a...
Is it a hot dog with a stick in the middle?
Yes.
No, the fuck is not. You lying son of a bitch. Oh, that is a corn dog.
I don't know. I've never had a toaster strudel. Fine.
I can't believe you.
You have to have a toaster strudel.
You gotta try one now.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get one. I'll go to the toaster strudel store. Toasterstrudel.com. I'll ask Chef Pee-Pee for one. And I'm going to make it. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do we have any toaster strudel?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. It's my favorite meal. Here you go, little bitch. Get your strudel on.
Can you make it for me?
Oh, hell no. No, sir. I am your dad's slave, not junior slave. And I am currently on break, so I'm not doing any extra work.
Okay, how many minutes do I put in the microwave?
So stupid.
I don't see any microwave instructions.
Say it one time. What instruction?
It doesn't have microwave instructions. Can you just tell me how many minutes to put in the microwave? It just says toaster instructions. I'm just going to put it in there for 2 minutes. Okay, make three of them. Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yeah. It smells like they're done. Oh, yeah. That looks like a toaster strudel to me. Heck yeah, it does. All right, guys, I'm done making them, but I don't know why you like them so much. They smell like burnt shit.
Jesus, Junior, what the fuck did you do?
Dude, did you burn 3 Hot Pockets?
No, I made the toaster strudel like you guys wanted.
What is that, blueberry?
No, it's strawberry. The box said strawberry.
It's black.
Oh, hey, watch what you say. You know what? I'm going to let it slide because it is black.
Well, it's strawberry.
Junior, you overcooked it. How long did you leave it in the toaster?
I didn't use a toaster. I used a microwave.
You used a microwave to make a toaster strudel.
Dude, it's not a microwavable strudel.
Well, there was no microwave instructions on the box.
Well, you should put it in a toaster, because it's a toaster fucking strudel.
Well, listen, I did not... It doesn't matter how you heat it up, as long as it's cooked.
Clearly it matters. Clearly it does.
Right way, dude. It's going to end up like 3 black bricks. You didn't even add the icing.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was super concerned when I saw whatever the hell that was. I thought maybe those were used condoms.
Junior, it's the icing. It's the best part.
Well, listen, I almost put that in the microwave, too.
How about you just put it in a toaster?
Well, I don't know where a toaster is. I couldn't find a toaster, but the microwave was right there.
I bet there's a toaster down there. Do you know what a toaster looks like?
Oh, no, I'm worried now, dude.
Maybe we should just go make it.
No, I will make it. I will make the toaster. I was screwing with you guys. This is all a joke. I've made toaster all the time. This is just a big prank because these were expired, so I made them. I just wanted to do a joke. I can make them right.
I laugh, though.
I'm going to make them right. How do you do this? Okay, how do I... Chef Pee-Pee!
How'd the microwave work out for you, baby?
Apparently you're supposed to use a toaster.
Mm-hmm, you finally get it. You're getting it up there in your noodle.
Okay, so how many minutes do I put them in the toaster?
Asking how many minutes is not a dumb question.
It is if you ask me to read the box.
The box isn't saying minutes. It says 1 to 2 cycles. What the... What the hell is a cycle? You know what... I'm just going to push it down, wait for them to pop up. Okay, it looks like they're done. But how do I get my hand in? Ooh, that's hot. Let me grab a fork. Okay, let me get it out.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that, my boy?
Well, the toaster strudel's hot.
Right, right.
And if I grab it, I'll burn my fingers.
Right, good thinking.
So I was going to use the fork to get them out.
Yeah, that's a good thought. But are you truly using your noodle? Like, are you truly using it?
Well, I don't want to burn my hands, so I was...
Fair point.
So I was going to get it out.
But the fork is made of metal. You know what? Fuck it. I bet you $20 you won't do it.
Well, how am I supposed to grab it?
I mean, hey, you got a fork. Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to just... Get
What the hell? Dude,
is it storming outside?
No. You know what? Let's go check on Junior and make sure he's not doing something stupid.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
What? Is that me?
Hey, Junior, here's the toaster strudel coming.
Yeah.
What? Oh, what my fucking hell? God! Junior stuck a fork in the toaster!
No, you're so damn stupid! Why would you do that, dude? You think he's still alive?
I'm gonna call a doctor.
Please! Oh, Junior, why would you do that, you freaking idiot?
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Junior, breathe! Little, breathe!
I'm right here, Joseph!
Oh, bro, we should have just had corn on the cob. It's a safer meal.
Wait, why can't they see me? I'm right here, guys.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my idiot friend stuck a fork in a toaster.
What kind of fucking idiot would do that? Does your friend have a history of being this stupid?
Unfortunately, yes. It's something dumber and dumber each day.
That's right, doctor.
What kind of dumbass puts a fork in a toaster?
My friend, I think he was trying not to burn his fingers and he used a fork.
Exactly, Joseph.
Tragic fucking moron.
I know. Look, he tried to cook it in a microwave, so that should tell you how dumb he is.
Oh, what a stupid fucking dumbass.
Is he dead, though, doctor?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's super dead.
Junior!
I'm not dead, I'm right here!
Why would you tell me?
Gonna have to tell his dad.
No, I'm not dead, guys, I'm right here! Junior, you idiot, we should have just had corn on the cob!
I'm right here, guys!
Oh, man, I can't wait for the new episode of Charlie and Friends!
Hey,
what the hell was there, doctor, in my room? Are you here to check my prostate?
Well, I can do that while I'm here, but no, I have something very important to tell you.
There's nothing more important than prostate. Hell, check my damn prostate.
Okay.
Woo! Doctor, why are you using three fingers?
Well, that's just how I was taught. The real question is, why does three fingers fit?
Fair question. I have a fairly big remote in my room, so I have a lot of spare time.
Yeah, I can see that. It's pretty spacious back here. It's like the trunk of a Honda Accord.
Thank you. I keep it vacuumed. Tell me what you see back there.
Well, I do see some polyps. Ooh. I think you might have diverticulitis.
Damn! Oh. Oh, no.
You keep it pretty clean, so I'm not going to wash my hands.
I appreciate the compliment. Well, what did you come here for?
Oh, yeah, your son's dead.
Oh, fuck! Well, at least there's one less mouth to feed.
Well, that's not really how most parents react to that news.
I am not most parents. No, how did he die?
Well, he stuck a fork in a toaster like a big, stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is a dumbass. What a waste of breath, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really amazing that he didn't die until now.
Yeah. Can you imagine just, like, from birth to right now, just a waste of fucking life?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you would think he would have, like, swallowed his tongue by now or something.
Or choked on a damn battery.
Yeah, like some other stupid idiot fucking death. I can't believe it took this long.
Yeah, he could have fell off of a bridge at, like, age 8. He was that stupid.
Yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't a smart kid that died like this.
Oh, bro, that would have been a waste of life, even worse.
Yeah, if he was, like, a smart kid who, like, went this far, you know, he had, like, a whole future ahead of him. That's just your stupid, idiot, dumbass, dipshit son, so I guess it's fine.
He believed, like, if Stephen Hawking was a dumbass and stuck a damn fork in a toaster?
No, he would never. He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, who is that stupid?
Right.
Dude, I can't believe Julian's dumbass is dead.
I fucking can. Look at this. Nobody who does this is smart enough to live. He microwaved a toaster strudel. A fucking toaster strudel. Context clues like a motherfucker. I mean, not one brain cell. That boy.
Oh man, you do have a point.
I already called Penelope over to tell her the news.
Penelope?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, remember Junior, your boyfriend? He's fucking dead.
What? What happened?
His dumbass stuck a fork into a toaster.
What an idiot!
No, I can't believe he's that fucking stupid. Unbelievable.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, I'm sorry you had to date a stupid.
It was more like a make-a-wish situation.
Yeah, I could tell. I could definitely tell.
Make-a-wish!
You know, his dumbass actually thought Lilo could beat Marlin in a fight.
I tried to tell him.
Yeah, I know. I agreed with him just to shut him up because you know how he gets when he's on a roll, you know? But, I mean, come on. Stitch would drown in water and the ocean's big and there's, like, rip currents and shit.
But Stitch's not fighting.
He's 3D and the other one's 2D. I mean, you can't even...
It was Lilo versus Marlin. It
wasn't
worth the conversation. Exactly. God damn it.
Oh,
I hate him.
Oh, who am I gonna date now?
Me.
Smarter, hopefully. I mean, you can definitely do better.
Cody, are you straight?
Fuck it, I am now. Wanna
what?
Make out?
Yeah.
What the hell? What is going on?
Man, I need somebody to make out with.
Wait, what is happening? There's no way.
Hey, dipshit, wake up. Wake up, you stupid idiot fuckface. Hey, moron dumbass, wake up. Hey, you fucking moron.
Wait, what happened?
What happened? Your dumbass stuck a fork in a toaster and almost died. That's what happened.
What, am I dead?
No, because I said you almost died, you fucking dipshit.
Well, here you go, you dumbass. I'm surprised you even did it, but here's your $20.
Okay, listen, how else am I supposed to pull the toaster strudel out of the toaster?
You wait for it to cool off, because sometimes food gets hot, you know, so you use your fingers, or maybe a paper towel. Literally anything other than a metal fork, you fucking moron.
Okay, well, is the toaster strudel still good?
Is it good? It's a fucking toaster strudel. It's amazing. Of course it's good. Have you never had a toaster strudel?
No.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16 and you've never had a toaster strudel. The only excuse for that is if you were, like, in some kind of indigenous tribe on an island somewhere that had never had contact with the outside world. Then that would make sense. What the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody loves toaster strudels. If you gave those people a toaster strudel, they would put it on top of a temple and tell it to say it was their god or something. They would think it was, like, they wouldn't know what the fuck to think. It'd be like handing them an iPhone. It's just fucking magic. They don't fucking know. God, you're fucking stupid.
He's right.
Can you make me a toaster?
Fucking no.
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're gonna be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. But you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you're trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we can see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
Hit her, Junior. You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman hit that hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Prof. Today we're going to be learning about the Lunar New Year. That is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously, you're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going to do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
Hi, Dan.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then I level them up and take them into battles and earn even more rewards and get more special dragons. There's also leaderboards so you can see how well you're doing. The higher up you are, the better your rewards get. Then you can use those to make your dragons even stronger. It's also fun getting to customize my themed dragon islands with buildings and, best of all, decorations, especially the SML ones, which are available now by checking out the link below or scanning this QR code. If you check them out now, you can also get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. I definitely recommend checking them out with the link below and getting started on your own dragon empire. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
Hey, Junior, did you get in a fight with a balloon and lose? Because, you know, when you rub a balloon on your head, it makes your hair all staticky and it looks like that.
Oh, wow, you had to explain your own insult. Good job.
Well, maybe people don't know what balloons do.
That's a lot of talk coming from a cone head.
Yeah, well, your hair's the color of a traffic cone, see?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That is a good one. I should have checked my surroundings before I said something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talk coming from someone with their pants the same color as a butterfly.
What?
Or a fish. More the fish than the butterfly, no. The lighter blue. Or a ball of yarn. Ball of yarns come in different colors, but that ball of yarn, lighter blue.
Listen, man, you better get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Oh, yeah? Then do it. I'll pull your stupid nose piercing out of your nose.
Yeah, do it and see what happens.
I just noticed your eyes are red and I'm scared.
Yeah, I got the devil in me. Hey, guys, stop it.
PJ Crenshaw?
Perry James Crenshaw?
Jammy Jams Crenshaw?
Hey, Junior, come on over here and let me talk to you for a second, son. Babe, cracker me.
Yes, sir. You asked to see me, sir?
Hold on, I'm not done. I eat my animal crackers like sunflower seeds. I suck out all the flavor and spit out the rest. Now, what the hell are you doing with that haircut?
Oh, well, I know it's long, but,
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
It's true.
Yeah, even my ladies agree.
I'm gonna get a haircut after school.
Yeah, well, you better, because people are looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're not looking at PJ. And that doesn't make PJ very happy, does it, ladies?
No.
And when PJ's not happy, he doesn't enjoy his animal crackers as much. And that makes me mad. And what happens when I get mad, ladies?
He gets angry.
That's right, and I get angry. What happens when I get angry, ladies?
He gets mad.
I get mad, and then I get angry. It's a vicious cycle. Mad, angry, mad, angry. You trying to make me mad angry, bro?
No, I'm not Mr. PJ, sir.
Okay, well, then you better go home and fix your hair.
Okay, I'll go right now.
All right, scram.
Can I have an animal cracker?
Fuck no. Fuck no, not with that haircut. But hey, tell you what, you fix that hair and you come back, maybe I'll let you eat an elephant.
But the elephant ones are sacred.
Muy grande elefante.
Okay, I'll go get a haircut right now.
Ooh, gotta season that chicken up. A little Italian season here, a little seasoning there. Oh, perfect.
Chef baby.
Oh, not right now, Junior. Wait, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I get it. I need a haircut. It's not that funny, Chef.
You ugly ass boy. Oh my God, somebody had hit you with an ugly stick, didn't they? Or beat the hell out of you with it. You know what? They hit you with the whole ugly tree. God damn. They should have threw you in the dumpster because you ugly as hell. Or maybe flipped you over and used your head as a mop.
Listen, can you take me to get a haircut, please, so people can stop making fun of me?
You know what, Junior? I actually will, because no one deserves to get bullied for an ugly ass hairstyle like that. Okay. Jesus.
Thank you for taking me.
So what brings you into my barbershop?
I need a haircut.
Yeah, look at him. He's ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah. It do look like you got that future shooter look.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
It's obvious. It look like you about to pick up an AR-15 and go to town. So what hairstyle you want? A mohawk? Bald?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going bald. Never going bald.
Hey, it's not that bad.
What? You want dreads?
No, my friend Cody has dreads, I think.
What hairstyle is perfect for you? Ooh, how about a low taper fade?
A low taper fade? What's that?
Oh, the best hairstyle ever. You'll get all the holes and be the coolest kid ever.
Me? Be the coolest kid ever? Then yes, I want
to
do it.
All right, let's get to it. I got clippers right here. Let's get started.
Guys, Junior's haircut is so ugly.
Yeah, dude, it has to be the ugliest haircut on Earth.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody has to have an uglier haircut. I mean, the Earth is pretty massive.
You know what else is massive?
Oh, my God!
Holy shit, dude!
Oh, my God!
Junior got a low-taper fade.
It can't be true. He's super cool now.
No way! He's so cool! I wish I had a low taper fade!
Guys, calm down. It's just a massive haircut.
Junior, will you sign my head? I'll never have enough hair for a low taper fade.
Dude, do you want my hat?
No, that'll cover up the low taper fade!
Oh, I would never do that. What was I thinking?
Junior, will you please marry me?
No, marry me!
No, marry me!
Marry me!
I deserve
it!
Ladies, what's all the ruckus puckus going on behind PJ? Vivian, go check it out and report back to me.
Okay. Oh my God!
Maria, why didn't Vivian come back?
I don't know. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Adios, Mia!
You ladies are gonna make PJ turn around. And PJ doesn't like turning around for nobody.
Junior got a low taper fade. No, I wanted him to get a haircut so people would stop looking at him, and now everybody's looking at him. Oh, no, I can't let this happen.
Ooh, ah.
Hey, Junior, so, what the fuck you doing?
Oh, I got a haircut like you told me to, and thanks for the advice. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to get your normal haircut back, not a low taper fade.
Well, the guy at the barbershop said if I got this haircut, it'd make me the coolest kid in the world.
Right, well, that's not what we agreed upon, so you're not going to get an elephant animal cracker.
That's fine. I'd rather these women look at me like they're doing.
Yeah, because you're stealing all the huzz.
Yeah, the huzz love my haircut. Ain't that right, huzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Hey, ladies, how about we go back to my desk and eat some animal crackers?
No, that's okay. I want to look at the haircut.
haircut.
Yeah, haircut boy.
Okay, I don't think you ladies heard me. You girls can actually eat some animal crackers now. I'm gonna share.
No, thank you. We're okay.
Haircut.
Okay, do you ladies want to come home with PJ, or do you want to stay here and look at haircut boy?
Haircut boy.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay, all right. I ain't sharing animal crackers with none of you bitches. You think you could do this to me? Hey, you think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers are gonna be eating saltine crackers at Pelican Bay when I get through with you. Shoe program. And learn, I'm the man up in this piece. A PJ.
I don't know what he was saying, but keep looking at my hair.
Ooh. All right, Crass, so I looked up what the snake means for the Runa New Year. And apparently, if you're nice to a snake, then you have good luck. But if you're mean to a snake and you kill a snake, then you have bad luck for the whole year. So, whatever the fuck that means. Whoa. Junior has a royal tape of fade? Oh.
Ooh. Ah.
Oh, Junior, your haircut's so massive. Because your haircut's so nice, no one in the class has to have homework tonight.
Yay!
Ladies, come back to my house to cuddle.
Woo!